San Francisco Days Chronica, 20 May 2008, Saratoga, Califas, for Bethany Rachel Bentley and Susan Lee Weiss, and for Chris Isaac, Por Tu Voz. Yesterday I drove up to San Francisco in La Espuela del Momento with La Cronopia Raz. La Cronopia had invited me over to her pad para acompañarla en un health walk, and then we were slated to have luncheon. Llevé un sencillo change of clothes with me, velveteen noir pants, you know, como un tracksuit bottom, pero with a t-shirt, obvio, not a matching velveteen hoodie, para no dar la impresión de ser una de esas Valley Girl juicy couture chicks, chale to that. Well, de repente me pregunta si me apetece drive up to San Francisco with her, just like that. La Cronopia es muy striking, altísima, con un super shiny chocolate-colored bob, Greek-American, bien excéntrica, espontánea y lively. She's a Scorpio. Drives a pearlescent white Acura con sunroof, and she can do a ton of things at the same time. Escuchar música on a winky-wanky, change the songs about a zillion times. La mejor fue some sort of dance number, bien electronic, con el John Malkovich intoning las inmortales palabras. It's beyond my control. It's beyond my control. You know, from Dangerous Liaisons. She can open and close the sunroof, type directions into this little box que habla con disembodied voice de una mujer on Thorazine, bueno, and drive. Obvio. Quite well. Bien skilled. Una total multitasker. Ha ha, not me. Por un momento estuve a punto de decirle, no way, I can't go, look how I'm dressed, I'm all sweaty, and besides, I have to write. Pero luego lo pensé mejor, like, why did I have to be so staunch about trying to force myself back into the glass-walled cubicle if, after all, San Francisco has thus far been one of the main sites de mi inspiración, right? So nos fuimos. Oh, those lion-colored hills de ambos lados de la 280 North make me weep ecstatically con su belleza. Y hasta comencé a sentir un odd, grudging, nostalgic fondness por estos ridículos, sketchy, erratic Northern California conductores, las asiáticas dolled up to the nines al volante de sus Mercs and Lexi, con sus trendy, retro bubble peinados, and even bigger bubble designer gafas de sol. Damn. Patras a los 80s, no shit. Los Corvette-wielding slide right up on your nalga.com hot doggers. Well, como sabes, there's San Francisco and San Francisco. La Cronopia y yo, siguiendo las melifluas instrucciones de esa talking chick en su GPS, first drove down through the Presidio, skirted the marina, y terminamos en Fort Mason, en ese famoso gourmet restaurante vegetariano called Greens. We had luncheon, y luego volvimos por la marina to North Beach. En otras palabras, my old haunts, precisamente. The marina is where I was living con la Trish on Chestnut Street cuando conocí a Howard en el Balboa Café. I hadn't often been back in that barrio en los años después de regresar de South Africa because all my friends in San Francisco se habían mudado a otros barrios. Con la Cronopia, we drove all through my old neighborhoods, tanto Chestnut como Van Ness, donde había vivido con Mauro Ritucci, before Howard, ¿te ricordi? Parqueamos y entramos a un Italian café on Columbus, near the one you and I used to love, Lee, remember? Café Puccini. El vato behind the counter se parecía al David Roman. He was abbastanza simpático in a laconic, slightly wary manner. Pero entonces this larger dude, bien capo, hair very engominado, entró y comenzaron a platicar en rapid-fire regional code-switching. It was fantastic. It seemed to me a Sicilian, o al menos southern, dialect, intercut with splashes of perfect English, molto hand-waving. I felt transported suddenly, out of time. Sentada en ese café, me sentí repentinamente para atrás, back to the days cuando volví a casa en el BART, home to the city from Berkeley, after teaching my classes, y esperaba en varios North Beach cafés y bares para que Mauro saliera del lavoro. Así fue como aprendí a hablar italiano, by sitting around in North Beach, corrigiendo ensayos estudiantiles, tomando café, fumando Gauloise, listening to Italians talk. Bueno, esos vatos del café nos estaban none too subtly checking out a la Cronopia y a mí, trying to figure out de dónde éramos, since, como sabes, la gente quite often mistake me for Italian, y la Cronopia is and looks Greek. As we waltzed out of there, I cheerfully looked il capo in the eye y le dije, ciao, bello, grazie. Cronopia gave them una mirada silent but drop-dead sexy. It was amusing. Volvimos entonces al Acura, parked right near the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, al lado del Washington Square Park, donde asistí a una boda italianísima, obvio, with Mauro. Ay, esa combinación de roasting coffee, las cadencias de Chinese and Italian in the air, the icy, harsh May wind que azotaba el ridículo puce green men's wool sweater que me había prestado la cronopia to throw over my almost leisure suit atuendo, probably the weirdest outfit I've ever worn, digo sin querer, in San Francisco. Ay, the less than 60 degree weather. Oh, it was just too much. Demasiado. Troppo. My heart a fragile pincushion, como los que vi en los tourist shops en la Grand Avenue last summer, cuando estuve en Chinatown con Pierre y Vim, donde compré ese amethyst crystal from that chévere butch Chinese girl. I felt porous, persimmon squishy, light, permeable, flotante, dangerously abierta, too open to the past. To the pinprick wounds del pasado, assailed both by the timeless belleza de North Beach y por los recuerdos. I had to fight hard de repente to keep the smarting tears from my eyes, para que la cronopia no me pensara directamente loca. Oh well, ni modo. Let's just say que ayer fue un día bien Mercurio en Pisces en la casa 3.